Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This was Keon. I think for Keon, it's a different situation. I think for Keon, you got to look more so towards Jordan Addison. He was the Biletnikoff winner at Pitt, the number one wide receiver. His quarterback was leaving. And Jordan was like, you know what? I'm going to be in college for one more year. I want a shot at the brass ring. He goes to USC. He's catching balls from Caleb Williams and hoping to get to the college football playoffs. Now, he didn't make it. But I think that's the same thing you're going to see from Keon. And ironically enough, some of the schools that are popping up were USC, LSU under Brian Kelly going back
He's
home
from
to
Louisiana,
Tennessee, believe it or not, Joe Mixon in the quarterback.
Joe Milton,
you know, going to go play for him. He's one of the Heisman Trophy kind of guys. So you're seeing schools like that in the mix for him, where he's just looking at this as, you know what, I got one shot at this. I think Miami just has a ton of money to offer out. So, yeah, for this, this was about the money. There's really no other way to put it. Well, this is not like, and it's not like it's a bad thing. It's a business. And some kids see this strictly as a business.
Well, and I'm starting to look at college football as becoming a job to these young men. Yeah. And what I mean by that, if a better opportunity comes around with more money, I'm going to go take it, because guess what? That's what they're worried about now. They're not worried about a four-year degree. They're not even necessarily worried about getting to the league right now. They can make money, and that's what they're looking for. So I don't blame any kid for leaving, but it goes to my whole point of be careful who you're a fan of now. You're rooting for that school. You're not rooting for players anymore, because from year to year, I mean, could you argue that Keon Coleman was the best player on Michigan State's football team individually? Yes.
You could, yeah.
But does that mean that it's the best place for him? No. And so before you want to go take shots at the school and everything in between, the school down the road in Ann Arbor, they lost four kids the week before. They lost their starting safety. And all they want to say is, well, we have the depth to do it. And so, you know what?
Dude, yeah,
you hope Michigan State has the depth to do it.
You want to know why? Yeah, but here's the other thing. Michigan won.
Yeah.
I mean, because Michigan lost two captains. Two of their captains are now Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I wasn't even talking about them.
No, right. But I'm just saying, but when you win, people don't care. But when you're 5-7, and the last thing people remember about your football program is the tunnel fight against Michigan and getting suspended and all of that stuff, and Mel Tucker coming out saying he's a horseshit coach, all of that stuff just adds up, and it adds up, and it adds up. And that's how people start to see your program right now. So for Keon, I want a chance to win. And I'm probably going to make a little extra scratch too. But it wasn't about the money. He had everything that he could have had.
And
you know what? His teammates didn't even know.
Right.
They were hanging out with him the day before. And
just a month and a half ago, he was doing autograph signings around town. So
the day before, they were playing hoops together.
Right.
And he mentioned nothing.
I just don't think that in today's college football world, I mean, heck, look at basketball. Hunter Dickinson, the best player at Michigan, beloved. They gave him everything under the sun, and he still wanted to see if it was greener on the other side, right? And so you can't blame kids. You can't say the coach is losing this, that, and the other thing. Go look at every school in America. Right. They have kids leaving. Bama has kids leaving. Georgia has kids leaving. Those are all good kids. I mean, you see a lot of these kids are like former 5-star leaves, former 4-star leaves. It's just the world we live in. But now